My love's complained, who served the king? I went with him to the Boyith Nor, and could have gone all the world o'er. He says, my love appeared true. I do declare it was so too. And let his love be ne'er so great, mine was as much the unfortunate. A golden chain I had of him, which I will freely return again. As for my sighing when we did part, 'twas from the bottom of my heart. Then both of us did straight agree, at his return married to be. As for his letters he sent to town, I do declare I ne'er had one. But now I find it, though too late, my love complains of his hard fate. But 'tis my father's fault indeed, he often said that you were dead. Those letters that you sent to me, my father would not let me see. But always said, child, be at rest, for thy sweetheart was slain at Brest. Then he persuaded me to wed to a rich old man that's almost dead. It's true I'm married and am a wife. I wish I'd lived single all my life. I always loved a seaman brave, and once I was in hopes to have him, which I now ne'er expect to see. You maidens all then pity me. While we are young and once in love, it looks like blessings from above. Yet our friends oftentimes will make us break those vows for riches' sake. And as for gold and silver too, I freely curse it as well as you. For if that had not caused this strife, then you and I had been man and wife. Although we both are crossed in love, your resolution I'd have ye move. Since now you see the fault's not mine, think not so hard on womankind. Where one woman is false in love, 100 men they false do prove. Though I lay not this charge to you, nor I hope you don't think me untrue. Return, return, I beg, my dear, for here are 1,000 women here that are more beautiful than I. Therefore ne'er go where bullets fly. 'Twould be the comfort of my life to see you have a happy wife. Though I am crossed, 'twill ease my pain to see you once returned again.